pitching lefty takes a fastball low. It's one ball and no strikes. One ball, no strike count. Chavez on first. Now time is called between Carlos Perez and his pitcher Alejandro Mateo. One ball, no strike count on Mangum. Conference is over between the pitcher and catcher. Perez back behind the plate. One ball, no strike count. Chavez on first. Jacksonville trying to build up their 3-0 lead, but 1-0. Mangum takes a pitch outside. And now the 2-0 misses downstairs again. It's 3-0. Fastball down and away on the corner called a strike. And it's 3-1 on Jake Mango. Mangum takes a pitch at the knees, center of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-2. Ball, two strike count. Switch hitting lefty, Mangum digs in with a man on first. The pitch, runner goes, Mangum swings, hits that ball in the air to left. Over to his right is Frazier near the line, makes the catch in fair territory. Chavez jogs back to first, and there's out number two. Bring up Jacob Amaya, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out. Scored in the third on an RBI single from Jordan Groshans. That made it 3-0 the pitch. Amaya lays off a high fastball for ball one. Infield and outfield straight away for Amaya. Chavez off first. Pitch from Mateo. Maya lays off a pitch inside with the letters, but it's ball two. Two ball, no strike count. Mateo's 2-0. Amaya swings, hammers that ball high to left center. Frazier and Aslani back. They won't get there. It bounces over the wall in left center. It's a ground rule double. Jacob Amaya hit that ball to the second longest part of the ballpark. He took an unlucky bounce. Instead of it being off the fence, it goes over, and that prevents Chavez from scoring. He will stop at third. A little bit of a break. Caught for the Charlotte Knights. It puts runners on second and third. With two outs, that'll bring up Johnston, and once again, pitching coach and assistant pitching coordinator Donnie Veal. He's going to come out and talk to the current pitcher Alejandro Mateo. Donnie Veal on his way back to the dugout. We'll now say goodbye to our listeners for ESPN 690. You can catch the conclusion of Game 2 on MILB.StreamGuys1.com/Jacksonville. Coming up next on ESPN 690 is the Blitz Scoreboard Show with Casey Kurtz. Take it away, guys.
WWK Mechanical Contract. Iconic part of the Jacksonville community since 1962. For over 60 years, we have...
Well, the 0-1 to Johnston is a pitch down and away on the corner. It's 1-1. Mateo set the 1-1. Off-speed pitch misses outside. It's two balls and a strike. If you're still listening on Bally Live and you're just switching over to the stream from ESPN 690, we're glad that you joined us. With 2-1, Johnston lays off a fastball in the bottom outside corner for a strike. It's two balls and two strikes now. Two ball, two strike count. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch from Mateo, and Johnston swings and misses. A fastball high and away for strike three. It's the first strikeout for Mateo, and that brings the inning to a close. No runs, a hit, and two men left. As we go to the bottom, or the top of the fifth inning, Jacksonville leads against Charlotte 3-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
The Jumbo Shrimp are excited to upgrade their ticketing experience in 2023 for all of Crustacean Nation. The club is welcoming a digital ticketing experience for fans to easily and securely buy, access, and share tickets with friends and family from both their computer and smartphones. Simply head to jackshrimp.com and find the Manage My Tickets tab on the page, or from a smartphone, your tickets can be easily accessed via the MILB First Pitch app. Just select Jumbo Shrimp as your favorite team, scroll down, and click the Manage My Tickets tab. From there, it's easy to scan tickets from your smartphone or have them printed to be shown at the gate. And always remember, you can find tickets for any home game at jackshrimp.com. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Affordable, family, fun.
Every Saturday home game at 121 Financial Ballpark means you could be going home with something special. The first 2,000 fans through the gates each Saturday receive an awesome Jumbo Shrimp themed giveaway. From t-shirts, socks, hoodies, to bobbleheads, beach blankets, backpacks, mugs, and more. The Jumbo Shrimp giveaway Saturday lineup features something for everyone. For tickets and to see the next giveaway on the Jumbo Shrimp promotional calendar, please visit jackshrimp.com.
Hi, this is outfielder Jake Mangum, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Back for the top of the fifth. Devin Smeltzer out his fifth inning of work. He'll deal with Tyler Naquin. First pitch is fastball up and away. One ball and no strikes. A 1-0 to Naquin, and Smeltzer misses inside with a fastball. Two ball, no strike count on Naquin. Was walked his first time up, and he takes a breaking ball too far off the plate outside. It's quickly 3-0. Jordan Holloway, former Jumbo Shrimp, getting loose for the Charlotte Knights. The 3-0, and Smeltzer misses way inside with a fastball for ball four. So Naquin works a leadoff walk here in the fifth. It's the third free pass for Devin Smeltzer. And that'll bring up Clint Frazier, who's 0-1. First pitch. Frazier takes a fastball down at the knees outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. flew out to Myers in center his first time up. The 0-1. Frazier takes high, throw to first. That's not in time. Back pick. Ball fell out of the glove of Johnston, and Naquin dove back well before the throw got there. One ball, one strike. Man on first, nobody out in the top of the fifth inning. Charlotte trailing Jacksonville 3-0. Smeltzer's 1-1. Fastball way inside. It's 2-1. Two ball, one strike count. Smeltzer eyes first. The pitch. Frazier swings and misses. Way off on a changeup buried in the dirt outside. It's 2-2. Two-two pitch from Smeltzer. Frazier swings. A bouncing ball hit to third. Groshans Fields goes to second one. Relay from Hinojosa's in time. 5-4-3 around the horn, and just like that, there's two men gone. Well, that'll kill a rally in a hurry, and it did. And that brings up Eric Gonzalez. First pitch home to Gonzalez. He swings. It's a cue shot off the end of the bat. Rolls down the first baseline. Smeltzer fields. Flips with the glove to Johnston. And there's out number three. A great defensive play by Devin Smeltzer. And he sends the side down in an unconventional way. A walk, a double play, and a ground out. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. Heading to the bottom of the fifth. Jacksonville leads Charlotte 3-0. On the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And
to
even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way. Learn more about the Air National Guard at goang.com.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Back to the ballpark for more Jumbo Shrimp Baseball.
Bottom of the fifth. Jordan Holloway on for the fifth inning. 3-0 Jacksonville. His first pitch to Dane Myers is a fastball missing down in the dirt inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Holloway this season with Charlotte. 17 appearances. This is his 18th. 1-0 to Myers. Swing. Pop up it out of the right out of play. It's 1-1. 1-2. He's 0-2 in save opportunities. He's thrown a total of 20 1/3 innings for the Knights. 23 runs, 18 earned, yielding 19 hits. He's walked 31, only struck out 33. 1-1. Misses upstairs with a fastball to Myers. It's 2-1. His ERA is sitting at 7.97.
Leadner ready. Glove at his belt.
2-1 to Myers. Swing and a miss. Got him with a really good slider down and outside. It's 2-2. Holloway has a really high octane fastball. He couples it with a really good slider that Myers swung and missed on, but it's a really good slider. Almost 2,000 RPM of spin. 2-2. Slider way outside. It's 3-2. Gravity just yanks that slider down to earth. You couple it with that spin, it's got a nasty break to it. 3-2 to Meyer. Swing and a miss. That slider down and away for strike three, and there's out number one. First strikeout for Holloway. Encarnacion 0 for 1, a strikeout and a walk. The pitch from Holloway. This is way upstairs with a fastball. It's 1-0. One ball, no strikeout. 3-0 Jacksonville, the 1-0. Fastball again. This is way upstairs for ball 2. Straight away now. Time called by, I think there was called for a pitch clock violation. So it's 2-1. Holloway ready in the stretch. 2-1 to Urán. Slider way outside. It's 3-1. Urán takes a slider downstairs and outside for ball four. The Jumbo Shrimp trying to build on their lead, split the series, the doubleheader at least. Durham winners just final over Nashville 2-1. Top of the 10th, Grant Wilkes-Barre and Rochester are tied at 1. Pitch to Groshen, so fastball in the outside corner called a strike. It's 0-1. Top of the 9th in Worcester. Norfolk leads 4-1. Bottom of the 6th in Buffalo, the 0-1, and Encarnacion goes to 2nd. Swing and a miss by Groshen. Throw is late. Urán slides in safely with a stolen bag. Stolen base by Urán Encarnacion. His fifth stolen base of 2023. It's 0-2 after the swing and miss on the slider by Groshans. With one away, Jacksonville leading 3-0 in the bottom of the 5th. Holloway set, the right-hander checks 2nd. The 0-2. Slider, check swing, but he went around, buried in the dirt for strike 3. Holloway's got 2 punch-outs, and it's the 2nd out on the board. 8 total strikeouts for the Charlotte Knights pitching staff here in the 2nd game of the doubleheader. Holloway ready, the first pitch. Big swing and a miss by Burdick. The fastball at the belt outside corner. Count is 0-1. Encarnacion leads at 2nd. 0-1. Fastball down low in the dirt outside. It's even now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, 2 men out, and Encarnacion stands at 2nd. is 1-1. Arne takes a fastball center of the plate for a strike. It's 1-2. One ball, two strike count, two men out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Holloway ready, the 1-2. Erdick checks his swing, did not go, and a slider down in the dirt. It's 2-2. Two ball, two strike count, the pitch. Erdick swings, hits that ball foul to the netting behind home plate. We'll do it again. Two count. Holloway ready, the pitch. Ernig lays off a breaking ball down and away, and the count is full, 3-2. Green ball, two strike count, the pitch. Ernig takes inside for ball four. Two walks and two strikeouts this inning for Holloway. And that'll bring up Hinojosa. Time called by Hinojosa. Two outs, first and second, the pitch. Hinojosa lays off a fastball down low and outside. It's 1-0. Holloway has been all over the strike zone today. He's been in, out, up, down. Has two strikeouts, but also two walks. 3-0 Jacksonville in the bottom of the third, or fifth, excuse me, the 1-0. Fastball missing high. It's two balls and no strike. Holloway ready, the 2-0 to Hinojosa. Slider on the inside corner called a strike. It's 2-1. Two ball, one strike count, the pitch. CJ takes that ball. Goes off the glove of Perez, high and away to the backstop. Runners advance. I would think that would be a passed ball. That looked catchable for Perez.
I'm going to say wild pitch, man. We'll wager.
3-1 to CJ. Swings and misses. A slider down and away. That'll fill it up at 3-2. CJ swings, hooks that ball foul, way out of play. It's still 3-2. Are you wagering in it's at it's J&J?
Nope.
3-2, Holloway steps off. He's going to go to the rosin bag. Second and third, two outs. Payoff. CJ swings. It's a bouncing ball foul rolling down the third baseline. He'll do it again. Back-to-back sliders for Jordan Holloway. That's been his Foul pitch for Myers and Groshans. Again, he's kind of been all over the zone. Came in to start this inning. He's already almost at 30 pitches. 3-2 again. Swing by CJ. High fly ball to right. Tailing in the corner. It's foul. Now, Hinojosa gave that one a long ride to right. It would have been playable. But a tough play as that ball was heading to the corner and it hit right off of section 120. It's a small little triangle of seats. It's the last section of the seating bowl where it curls behind the right field bullpen. Very small little triangle in the upper left corner of the seating bowl. We'll do the 3-2 again. Holloway ready, the payoff home. Fastball on the outside corner. Hinojosa wants the challenge right away. He was rung up pretty quickly by Brock Ballou. We'll see where that pitch ends up. And Hinojosa is incorrect, so three strikeouts in the inning for Holloway with two walks, but no runs cross the plate, no runs, no hits. Two men left heading to the sixth inning. Jacksonville leading 3-0 on the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Strike out with getting a home loan. When it's time to buy or refinance, hit one over the fence with Union Home Mortgage. Proud sponsor of Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. At Union Home Mortgage, you're an all-star who gets the MVP treatment. Personalized loan options, world-class service, and unwavering support, because there's no better feeling than coming home. Start your path to home ownership with a fast and easy quote today. Call 1-877-UHM-4U or go to UHM.com. Union Home Mortgage. Promises kept. Union Home Mortgage Corp. is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS 2229-8241 at Dow Circle West, Strongsville, Ohio 44136.
Affordable Family Fun never stops at 121 Financial Ballpark. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp's variety of ticket plans are designed to make sure you watch Jumbo Shrimp baseball on your schedule and save money each time you come out to the ballpark. Ticket plan member benefits include priority seating, invitations to exclusive events, discounts on parking passes and merchandise, a personal sales representative, and more. Call a friendly Jumbo Shrimp sales representative at 904-358-2846 for more information or visit jackshrimp.com.
Hi, this is Brian Hoeing, and you're listening to Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN 690.
Devin Smeltzer, Scott returns for his sixth inning of work. Jacksonville leads 3-0, and they're right now cruising for a doubleheader split.
And maybe of interest, all four hits in this game have come by only one team. Here is Laz Rivera, 9-1-2 in the order. And this is a seven-inning game, so this plays like the top of the eighth. Lefty-righty, here it comes. And a fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. There is a right-hander up in the Charlotte bullpen.
Vic Padilla.
Thank you, sir. From the Bronx, here's the 0-1. Lash foul by Rivera, first base side and out of play, and it's 0-2.
You would think that would make sense. I mean, Holloway threw over 30, almost, I think, he was at or above 30 pitches last inning. 29.
0-2. Line foul, first base side and out of play. We'll do it once more. So, it's a 3-0 Jacksonville lead. They lost the opener of this doubleheader 4-1, but up by 3 right now in a game they need. There's only 20 games left in the season after this one, and they're only two back in the standings. But the 0-2, changeup is an 0-1 ball and two strikes. They are two games back, and they're in ninth place. I mean, it is incredible. The top 11 teams separated by 2.5 games. 1-2. Changeup just high. Two balls and two strikes. Meltzer is over 70 pitches. So he's got plenty left in the tank. Hands to the belt. The 2-2. High fly ball to left center. Not deep. Mangum the left fielder to his left. Camps out under it in the other way. That makes the catch with one out. Three base runners for the Knights, all from walks. One out here in the top of the sixth inning, and up comes Robert Sanchez. There has never been a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp no-hitter. Here's the pitch to Sanchez, fastball, outside ball one. There have been Jacksonville Suns no-hitters. Most recently, a five-inning no-hitter in 2010 by Eli Villanueva, the 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees in the outside corner. It's 1-1. There was a no-hitter in the postseason in 2005 thrown by Chad Billingsley and Jonathan Broxton.
Those are two good names.
Two good names. Here's the 1-1. Swing. Fastball downstairs. It's 1-2. One out, nobody on. Trip by three. Top of the sixth inning. So they have not had a no-hitter in a regular season game since 2000 in a
wow.
game of at least six innings. Here's 1-2. Fastball outside, and it's 2-2. One out, nobody on. Smeltzer first base side. Coming in, he had struggled so mightily recently. Here's the 2-2. Ball foul. First base side, and out of play. His last six starts, he was 0-4 with a 10.53 ERA. Opponents were batting .414 against him, and this is why baseball is amazing. All of a sudden, it can turn around just like this. 2-2, here it comes. Softly fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. This is the top of the order, Sanchez and then Nesloni. The Charlotte Knights, one of the weaker offenses in AAA, any metric you would use. 2-2 again. Liner in the air to left center. Mangum to his left. Has a beat on it. Wheels it in. And there's two outs. So Sanchez hit it fairly hard. 98 off the bat. And here's Nesloni. Lefty against lefty. Thanks to Paula, David, and Ian listening from Cancun.
Wow. That's nice.
Pitch to Nesloni. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball. The inside corner, it's 0-1. A 3-0 Jacksonville lead. Top of the sixth inning, two out, nobody on. The 0-1. High fly ball to center, not deep. Myers back over his right shoulder. Camps out under it. Makes the catch. Side retired. Devin Smeltzer is through six no-hit innings in a seven-inning game. 1-2-3 for Charlotte. Here in the sixth. Nothing across. Middle of the sixth inning. Jacksonville is in front 3-0 in the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Hey Jumbo Shrimp fans, TIAA Bank is here to help you make your money work harder. Open a yield pledge checking or money market account today and start scoring some of the most competitive rates in the country right off the bat. To get started, visit a financial center near you or find us online at tiaabank.com/shrimp. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, fan batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at jackshrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Your local Island Wing Company is proud to support the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
It's always family fun on the island, and we have two locations to enjoy in Jacksonville, on Southside Boulevard and Bartram Market Drive in St. Johns County. For the best wings, burgers, beers, and frozen drinks, come by the island today. And if you're at the ballpark on Sundays, don't forget to grab your bingo card and play for BOGO Burgers. It's always great on the island. Island Wing Company.
Hey there, I'm Jacksonville third baseman Jordan Groshans. You're tuned in to Jumbo Shrimp Baseball on ESPN.
Home man for the sixth. Jacksonville 3, Charlotte nothing. 9-1-2 in the order. Chavez, Mangum, and Amaya. So the Jumbo Shrimp. I don't know if anybody's talking to Devin Smeltzer in the third base dugout. It's a seven-inning game, but Charlotte doesn't have a hit right now through six innings. Righty against righty. Mr. Chavez, the new hurler, is Nick Padilla. He misses away ball one. 6'2", 220-pounder. 38th appearance for Padilla. Second most on this club. 1-0. Fastball outside, ball two. 2-1, 5.79 ERA. 37 and one third innings, 44 strikeouts, 31 walks. Here's the 2-0. Fastball, strike at the knees in the inner half. It's 2-1. 3 runs, 4 hits, and no errors for Jacksonville. 0-0-1 for Charlotte. 2-1 to Chavez. Breaking ball outside, it's ball three. In the top of the seventh inning, it will be the heart of the order for the Knights. And strictly from a game perspective, they're down by 3 runs. Fernandez, Perez, Hackenberg, if anybody would have reached Naquin, would come to the plate. Here's the 3-1. Fastball, outside corner, above the knees, and it's 3-2.
And if they wanted to, they do have Victor Reyes, a switch hitter, available as a pinch hitter. And he went 3-for-4 yesterday. It's interesting not to see him in the lineup for game two.
They play in game one. And the guy who's really among the league leaders for the Knights. They're 3-2. Fastball outside. It's ball four. Leadoff walk. That's the seventh walk issue in 5-plus innings for Knights pitching.
They have 7 walks and 9 strikeouts. I mean, they've issued a lot of free passes, not only today, but this series.
Well, Charlotte just challenged that last pitch, and it's been overturned. Strike three balls. So Chavez down looking, one out here in the sixth inning. So 6 walks and 10 strikeouts. Here's the top of the lineup, Jake Mangum coming in.
I mean, it's still not a great formula, right? Like 6 walks to 10 strikeouts is still not great.
Fastball down and in, it's ball one.
Still shows a lack of control.
Mangum's 1-for-3. 3-0 Jacksonville, bottom of the sixth inning. And a 1-0. Fastball strike at the knees outside corner, it's 1-1. Thanks to Michaela listening in Denver. Got listeners tuned in all over the place.
Yes, we do.
Thanks for joining us on this Friday. The 1-1 is bunted foul by home plate. Mangum dropped the bat and slapped his hands in frustration. It's 1-2.
Trying to bunt yesterday and got 2 strikes. There was an interesting theory, but he is one of the better bunters on the team. So, had a lot of faith in him. Even with 2 strikes.
Sanchez is back at third base as well, but now even further back with 2 strikes. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt. Strike 3. Mangum thinks he found it off, but it's the second punch out for Padilla. 2 down in the sixth inning. And here's Jacob Amaya. Nothing Jacksonville. 2 out, nobody on, bottom of the sixth. Outfield to pull. righty against righty. Here's the pitch.
Fastball outside. It's ball one.
Troy Johnston on deck. That is huge. The 1-0. Breaking ball at the bottom of the zone. Called strike one. Troy Johnston's 0 for 3. His on-base streaks at 31 games. Longest for a Jacksonville hitter since at least 2010. One ball, one strike. Here comes fastball. At the letters in the outside corner, it's 1-2. So if Amaya can get on, Johnston would have one last chance to do it. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball on the inside corner. And now, home plate umpire Brock Ballou is saying foul ball. Charlotte's coming off the field. So they think it was strike three. And now Ballou changes the call and he calls a strikeout. So strike three. And that's that for the Jumbo Shrimp in the sixth inning. Nothing across. But he strikes out the side. And here we go. On to the seventh inning. Devin Smeltzer's 3 outs away from the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp era. 3-0 Jacksonville over Charlotte of the Jumbo Shrimp Network, powered by FIS.
Time at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
Guys.
See priceless treasures that'll bring
What's
your
that?
Baseball memories to
that
life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country.
Oh my God.
Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Yeah, you
plan
get,
your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I get to serve in the role I want.
For me, that meant becoming a maintainer.
I get the training I need so I can become one of the best at what I do.
The Air National Guard allows me to keep pursuing my degree in biology.
And they even help with tuition.
I get to serve part-time.
I loved it so much, I switched to full-time.
I'm an airman in the Air National Guard.
I serve my state.
I serve my nation.
I serve my way.
Learn more about the Air National Guard at GoANG.com.
The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp are more than just a baseball team. 121 Financial Ballpark has become one of the premier family event venues in the state of Florida. In addition to 75 home games, the Jumbo Shrimp hosts movie nights, bingo nights, college and high school baseball, disc golf, band batting practices, and many more. To follow all the events happening at 121 Financial Ballpark this year, stay tuned to jackshrimp.com and follow at Jack Shrimp on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, affordable family fun.
Top of the seventh, a seven-inning game, 3-0 Jacksonville. First pitch, Devin Smeltzer to Xavier Fernandez. Is a changeup outside, ball one. The Charlotte Knights do not have a hit. They've walked three times, the 1-0 line foul. Over the first base side, and it's 1-1. There's never been a no-hitter in Jumbo Shrimp history. The last Jacksonville no-hitter in the regular season. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a foul into the middle of the catcher. Chavez strike two of at least six innings was way back in 2000. It's been a long time. There was one in 2005. Chad Billingsley and Jonathan Broxton in the postseason over Birmingham. But Kevin Mobley's in 2000, the last one. 1-2. A fastball outside. 2-2. Devin Smeltzer has thrown a pair of no-hitters, but not in his pro career. 2-2 pitch. Lifted foul. First base side and out of play. And we'll do it again. So he threw one back at junior college, San Jacinto, in 2016. And the year before in the Cape Cod League, he threw him for the Harbor Hawks, 2-2. Get in the air to right, coming in Burdick. Camps out under it, he makes the catch. Fernandez slams the bat down, and there's one away here in the seventh inning. Here's the right-hand batting, Perez. Hackenberg Two up on deck. If anybody reaches, Naquin would come to the plate. It was the first nine-inning no-hitter in the Cape Cod League since 2010 for Smeltzer. Up now to 84 pitches. Lefty-righty, here comes. Breaking ball, strike at the belt. Inside corner, it's 0-1. Last six starts coming in, Devin Smeltzer at a 10.53 ERA. The 0-1. Fastball at the letters, inside corner, and it's 0-2. Opponents were batting 414 against him. 36 hits in 19 and two-thirds innings. Up 0-2 here in Perez. Here it comes. Poked foul down the right field side and out of play, and we'll do it again. 3-0 game. One out, top of the seventh, a seven-inning contest. Dark night skies over top. It's 78 degrees. A huge orange moon hanging out over right field. The 0-2. Little flare, shallow left. Mangum in. Mangum to his left. Mangum makes the catch. And there's two outs. So Smeltzer is one out away. And Adam Hackenberg is the last hope for Charlotte. 3-0 game. Back end of a doubleheader. Outfield plays him to pull. Smeltzer adjusts his navy cap. Hand to the belt. Deep breath. Rocks and fires. First pitch. Line back to the screen. Foul and it's 0-1. Three base runners for Charlotte, all from walks. Smeltzer holds the ball in his left hand behind his back. A deep breath. 0-1. Change up a little bit low. One ball and one strike. Johnston way off the line and back at first. Cool breeze in from left. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. A changeup downstairs. And Smeltzer is one strike away. This crowd rises to its feet. Smeltzer holds the baseball in his left hand. Squares his shoulders to first. Chavez shuffles the cards. Smeltzer kicks, fires. 1-2. Caught off foul over the screen behind home plate. A high fastball. And Smeltzer, whose fastball velocity mainly in the upper 80s tonight, geared it up there with 91. Pitch number 97, 1-2. Fastball up high. Two balls and two strikes. They've challenged that. So they throw it on the video board in left center, and it was well high. Eyes are black, palm trees, dance in the wind. The 2-2. Swing and a miss! David Smeltzer strikes out Hackenberg! And there is the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp history! David Smeltzer on September 1st, 2023! Season of more than five innings in Jacksonville's history since 2000. The last no-hitter in Jacksonville history was a five-inning no-no by Eli Villanueva in 2010 against Carolina. Chad Billingsley and Jonathan Broxton combined to throw one in the playoffs in 2005, the last no-hitter before tonight in Jacksonville's illustrious baseball history was thrown by Kevin Mobley against Tennessee in 2000. Devin Smeltzer mocked by his teammates.
punts his catcher, Santiago Chavez, his hat, in which he's so often written the names of the patients who didn't make it when he was beating cancer, is in his left hand as he walks off the field. The first no-hitter in Jumbo Shrimp history, Kevin Spencer. And he's down in the field right now with Matt Davis. We'll see if we can hear this. Jacksonville beat Charlotte. What a way for the Jumbo Shrimp to cap this doubleheader. Their first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp era, which dates back to 2017. And Jacksonville wins 3-0. They improve to 63-66, 31-24. In the second half of the season, a chance to move within a game of first place pending the results across the league. And the Charlotte Knights fall to 47-83, 12-43 in the second half. For Devin Smeltzer, he threw 98 pitches, 61 for strikes. Improves to 5-8, 7 innings, no runs, no hits, 4 strikeouts, 3 walks. Johan Dominguez takes the loss for Charlotte. He falls 2-0-1. But the story, even though the Knights win the opener of this doubleheader, Devin Smeltzer throws the first no-hitter in Jumbo Shrimp history in the finale, as Jacksonville beat Charlotte 3-0. We'll turn the crowd mic down as they shoot off the fireworks. Jacksonville, again, it had been a long time, even for a 5-inning no-hitter since 2010. Postseason no-hitter in 2005. Last regular season no-hitter of at least 6 innings, 2000. So it had been a long wait. And the fans tonight, 4,772 fans. And they get to witness something special. The first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp era. 1 hour and 59-minute game. We started up at 7:42 and wrapped things up with a strikeout at 9:41 local time here in Jacksonville. Jumbo Shrimp winners tonight, 3-0. The first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp era belongs to Devin Smeltzer. And what a journey for him. For those who don't know, Smeltzer beat cancer when he was
just a little boy, loved baseball so much that to avoid a feeding tube, he forced food down his throat so he could play in games. And he comes in tonight, 7 sterling innings, a no-hitter to as worthy a candidate as anybody, Devin Smeltzer. 3-0 is the final. Thank you for joining us here from 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. For my partner, Matt Davis, I'm Scott Kornberg. A historic goodbye here. 3-0, Jacksonville wins the finale. And the first no-hitter in the Jumbo Shrimp era from Devin Smeltzer. Talk to you tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch. Our coverage starts at 6:20. And Manuel De Jesus goes for Jacksonville. And Chase Selesky makes the start for Charlotte. Bally Live, MILB.TV, ESPN 690, and ESPN 690.com. And our coverage starts at 6:20. And I'm pretty positive who our pregame guest will be. Devin Smeltzer, the first one in the Jumbo Shrimp era, the first one of more than 5 innings in a regular season game for Jacksonville since 2000. History here at 1-2-1 Financial Ballpark. Thanks for joining us for it. I'm Scott Kornberg saying so long. Happy start to your weekend. Happy Friday. Have a great evening, everybody. Good night.